كامل والالتزام التام.
Since the takeover last year, there has been no political stability. Anti-military protests have been rocking the capital on a weekly basis, with demonstrators demanding that the military hand over power to a civilian government and return to the barracks and be removed from Sudan's politics. Security forces have repeatedly used tear gas and live ammunition against the unarmed protesters. The takeover has had an impact on the country's economy, with donor countries cutting off aid that was earmarked for the country to help it transition to democracy and saying that those funds will not be released until a new civilian government is in place and there is a consensus between political parties. Now, this has had an impact on the lives of people here. More than half of the 43 million population live in poverty, and many of them, following the takeover, said that they can no longer afford basic goods and had to cut down on what they could afford. Demonstrators on the streets have been clear about their demands. They don't want a return to another power-sharing government, saying that could potentially lead to another takeover by the military. And this leaves Sudan in 12 months of turmoil, a caretaker government, protesters on the streets, and political parties seemingly not ready to compromise to end the deadlock.